How much do you think, or how much better do you think the likes of video or podcasts or interactive tools or that sort of thing get the message over better from a reputational point of view?
I think they can be great. I've seen some really wooden videos.
It can be really bad.
I've made some really wooden videos. When you look at it, you cringe and you think, oh dear. So if you're going to do it well.
But I think that's down. It's not necessarily, you know, we've seen companies be reluctant to do video because their introduction to it has been through the very well rehearsed Cantos type interviews and things like that, which is quite expensive, and the product is very good. But some companies are getting more enlightened and saying, well, actually, we can have, you know, we'll get our own in-house video department and we'll just go or give it to our employees and have a competition, see what they come up with.
Well, you mentioned Cantos. I think some good examples for some guys that could do some presenter training on Cantos. My son runs a presentation business, trains presenters for the media. And it's something that some people can pick up and some people can't. I certainly think all CEOs that feel that they might at some time be in front of the media need to do it. And it's not you haven't got an opportunity to rehearse, you haven't got an opportunity to cut and do it again. So there's that aspect of being able to present your company. But there's no excuse for not getting it right on your own website.
Yes, that's true, because you can rehearse that. But some people just aren't.
Can't do it.
Natural presenters. Find someone who can.
find someone that can, or find a different way of doing it. Sometimes if you get an interviewer, so it's not a formal presentation, it's a chat. So I think there's ways of doing it.
But would you say there needs to be more of it done?
I think it's horses for courses. If I go online and I can't find anything from one of the heads of the organisation, I think, well, why not? Because you go onto YouTube and you can find it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can find, you know, if the CEO is presenting somewhere else and it's not mentioned on the corporate website.
Why?
Yeah, you do. And it's you kind of have those positive and negative jolt moments of saying, no, this isn't right, which affects, they're saying, should I accept all their messages or not? You know, and you see yourself reacting to it. You try and self-analyse and so on.
There was a lovely example a few years back. Guy that was in a country and western group whose guitar was broken by United Airways. Couldn't get compensation, couldn't get satisfaction. So he makes a video. United break guitars. And if you haven't seen it, go have a look and put it on your own website, because it's an absolutely brilliant piece. And not only that, at the end of the video, he comes on and says, and there's going to be another one, and there's going to be another one. And United's response is quite interesting. It's quite... it lacks... It's fun. But the response from United is quite straight-laced. And you've got to recognise when you've been had. And as human beings, we do it. We know we've got to laugh it off is the expression that we use.
Yeah.
And corporates, they've got to recognise there's certain situations that they have to laugh off. But they can't do it.
There is a video on the Zurich Financial site which shows, it's titled Zurich's Three-Dimensional People. And it shows their different sort of managers, what they do outside. There's one, their administrative head, who loves singing, always wanted to be a rock star, and starts conferences with singing to the staff. Other sort of champion skiers, water skiers, boxers, you know. And suddenly, it gave the whole perception of the company, gave so much more personality to the site, to the company, and how you thought of them as a group. And immediately, I forwarded that on to people. So, you know, if you can get that sort of reaction, when you realise there's so much more that other people could be doing, or, you know, just the strength of reaction. I don't know if you've seen the Old Spice video campaign with this It's all on YouTube. Fantastic campaign. This guy in a towel saying, ladies, look at my body, look at your husband's, look at my body, look at... he could smell like me. And it's just, there's a whole series of them. And then people replied, and he does video response to certain people, like the Gillette representative and stuff. It's fantastic. You laugh within seconds, and you're forwarding it to people. And it's that, you know, if you can get that kind of viral breakthrough, then that's brilliant. But, of course, corporates still need to be seen to be sensible, depending on their, you know, drinks companies, they've got more latitude.
But do they? Richard Branson and Virgin.
Absolutely.
Flies a blimp over the London Eye when the German company that BA had brought in to construct the thing had difficulty moving it from the horizontal to the vertical. And on the side of the blimp it says, BA can't get it up. Now, can you imagine British Airways doing that? Can you imagine any company doing that? But Branson does it and gets away with it. Now that's corporate naughtiness at a very, very high level.
But it fits with the brand. It
fits with the brand, also with Ryanair, you know, the MD going, there's a website devoted to his sayings, and if you want four-letter words, they're all there. Body Shop, when Anita Roddick was in charge, read her book about Body Shop, four-letter words again. And you think, well, if they can do it and get away with it, and they're talking to you exactly as they would talk to you one-to-one in a room with no microphones, why can't we see the human side of the head of these large corporates in the same way as you were talking earlier? I used to be a pop star, I wanted to be one all my life, I was an Olympic skier. They're human all of a sudden.
Yes.
And that, I think that's important, and that's the sort of arrogance of our corporations, arrogance of our institutions. If Manchester Business School wants to impress people in terms of get them to understand, do we send our administrators out to China or India, which are our two largest markets at the moment, or do we send people like me? If you were a mum or a dad being asked to shell out the sort of money that we charge students, who would you want to see? And would you want to see that person in person and have the opportunity of interacting, substitute for that being an online experience that we do as well? We have a virtual open days. What do you do? Or do you have the pre-planned, scripted, maybe not even talking heads approach to communicating with your customers? Wake up. Service organisations, service businesses are people businesses.
Yeah, people by people.